This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Ahead of the state's 150th anniversary, Colorado voters across the political spectrum say there's more that unites the state than divides it. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bipartisan survey found that most people thought the state's best days were ahead and believe Colorado's outdoors and natural beauty make it unique. Pollster Lori Weigel said voters want to protect Colorado lands, water, and wildlife.
Almost everyone said it was at least somewhat important to the Colorado way of life. Ensuring freedom and personal choice, not that far behind that. 4 in 5 said that was very important.
Around 90% of voters also said understanding how Colorado's government works is an important characteristic of being a Coloradan. But a bit less than half trust state government to do the right thing. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It may seem intuitive that when we hike through the woods, we can have an impact on wildlife. A recent study wanted to know why animals' responses can vary. Mark Dittmer is one of the researchers for the U.S. Forest Service based in Fort Collins.
How likely are animals over here generally acting like they're habituated to humans versus more wildland areas where maybe they have a bigger impact on wildlife in those areas?
Dittmer's team played sound recordings to mimic hikers and bikers. Animals in places more popular for recreation appeared less spooked. They say the results could inform management, like building new trails in areas where wildlife are already more tolerant. Monsoon moisture and humidity will flow across Colorado's Front Range this afternoon, with a chance for storms between 2 and 6 p.m. as well as overnight. There's a greater chance for more storms tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 2:06.